Hello, and thank you for downloading Sporting Witness from the BBC World Service. I'm Tim Mansell with the story of the last football match played by a country about to disappear from the map.
Yeah, this is you on the ball there now, look.
I was running everywhere. I played alone up front and I was running myself into the ground. I had a pretty good game.
It's September 1990 and East Germany is playing its last ever international. 3 weeks later, the country would cease to exist, subsumed into a united Germany. Also playing his last ever international, at the age of only 21, is Uwe Rösler.
The unification came for me to the right time. I was a top goal scorer in the East German League. Obviously, attracted a lot of interest when the wall fell down. I was also aware that game will go into the history books. So for me, I was proud to play that game and to go out on a high note.
Communist East Germany was more renowned for its runners and swimmers than for its footballers. But there had been a few moments of triumph, as when the East German football team won Olympic gold in 1976. Most East German fans were supporters of clubs in the West German Bundesliga, who they could watch illegally on West German TV.
Did you have a favourite team in the Bundesliga? Did you watch?
Yeah, I always had Borussia Mönchengladbach. I really liked their style of play. Quick counter-attack team. Very successful also in Europe.
And for some East German footballers, it wasn't enough simply to watch the Bundesliga. They wanted to play there. Escaping from East Germany and its notorious secret police, the Stasi, was an enormous risk. But over the years, a small number of players took that risk and made successful careers in the West.
For me, it was never a question of doing that because everybody knew what will happen to your family.
You've written in your book, and I've seen you talk about this on television, that you were approached at some point by the Stasi, who wanted you to tell them who was going to leave.
Yes, but nobody would actually told me who wants to leave. But they obviously, because we represented the political system, they needed to be sure to secure their assets. They then tried to spying on players, spying on family members of players, and those spies was also in a team. The Stasi approached me, but I got a very good advice from my dad to go to the coach. He did everything to make sure that the players can concentrate on football, and he took all that worry and all that pressure because they threatened you to finish your career. But I'm very, very thankful to the coach and obviously to my dad for giving me the right advice.
The first East German has come across now. He's been raised aloft by being showered in champagne.
In November 1989, everything changed. As the Berlin Wall fell and East Germans flooded westwards, football agents and managers went in the opposite direction. East Germany's best players were offered riches beyond their wildest dreams by clubs from Hamburg, Stuttgart and Leverkusen. So when a year later the East German coach started to get his squad together for his country's last ever game, a friendly against Belgium, most of his players were suddenly unavailable. Uwe Rösler, still playing in East Germany, was happy to be called up.
I think there was probably 10 players only there in the beginning. Then we saw that the leaders, the coach, they was on the phone all day long. Every hour we heard this player's not coming, this player's not coming. But in the end, I think we had a relatively strong team.
22 players told the coach they couldn't come. Some said they were injured. Others were more honest. They said they lacked the requisite motivation. One claimed not to regard himself as an East German citizen any longer. Another not to have a passport. The only big star to play that evening in Brussels was Matthias Sammer, who'd recently signed a contract with Stuttgart.
I think everybody had massive respect when Matthias came. Daddy turned up and the way he played was phenomenal.
He tells a good story, actually. He says he turned up in Kienbaum and he realised that none of the other big guys were coming. So he checked to see if there was a flight back to Stuttgart, and there wasn't. So he said, OK, well, I better stay then.
OK, I mean, he's honest. I didn't know that. But he performed, and he was a true captain on the day.
And he also says he's very happy now that there was no flight back to Stuttgart.
Yeah, and I don't think everybody was aware of how big that day will be in the years going forward. So I knew to play the last game, and it will be massive. But I don't think everybody was aware of that.
The squad that finally lined up in Brussels to hear the East German anthem for the last time comprised just 14 players. Two of them were goalkeepers. Belgium had a strong team and would have been expected to win. There were no goals until the last 15 minutes of the match.
It's a long ball now.
This is the first goal, I think. Keeper plays it long.
Yeah, like I played alone up front.
This is you now,
yeah,
right?
Lone striker, so I secure possession, get the ball wide. That was a run from Bonan, from FC Magdeburg, and then Matthias Sammer from midfield make a run into a centre-forward position and score from a rebound.
So this is late in the game, 1-0 after 73 minutes.
When you're telling me that game was basically a friendly game, I don't think you believe that, the way we chased and blocked the shots and attacked in numbers, and so the game meant a lot. Here Sammer made again a run in a centre-forward position, and great goal. It was a great pass, and what a player.
Just uses his body to get around the keeper.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Very cool, yeah. 90th minute, yeah.
Matthias Sammer, the young Bundesliga star, had scored both goals. He would go on to play more than 50 times for the unified German team. As the game moved into injury time, the East German coach made one last substitution. The reserve goalkeeper, Jens Adler, was brought on for the remaining few seconds. He had never before played international football. He never would again.
Oh, this is where the goalkeeper comes on, look.
I think it was a very good gesture from the coach, give him that cup and be part of that historic win.
I think it's true to say that he didn't touch the ball though.
Yeah, because we had a good defence.
And so, in front of 12,000 spectators, the curtain came down. East Germany, slightly unexpectedly, had achieved one final victory.
I should have kept my shirt. That would have been, that is on, that was the only I regret I have, that I didn't kept that my shirt I played with. I think I swapped it with a number 5. So that's the only regret I have on the day, that I didn't kept my shirt.
Uwe Rösler never played another international game, but he had a long career as a footballer with clubs in Germany and England. Until recently, he was the manager of Leeds United. He was speaking to me, Tim Mansell, for Sporting Witness. For our complete range of downloads and our terms of use, go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.